ups and downs, all the highs and lows, all the stress we bear. You're a strong woman, I never wanna lose you, I swear. Even when I'm gone and you don't hear from me sometimes, out of sight is not out of heart or mind. I said, if I lose you, I lose everything. Yeah. All my life I live to keep you close to me.
If I lose you, I lose all of me. Yeah, you're everything I need. You stay into me. I'll never break your heart. This is your love I can never part. I'll forever be your other half. There will never be no greener grass. See that you were a good man, and all of the little things you do for love, baby, I got your back. When you come on the road for your duties, I'll be there waiting patiently. I am your girl, I am your queen, baby, forever I'll be.
If I lose you, I lose everything. Yeah, all my life I live to the
maker. If I lose you, I lose all of me.
Yes, a wicked combination. Eterna alongside Ziggy Ricardo. And fingers crossed if I say hello, Ziggy.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, big up yourself, big up yourself.
Yeah, man.
You can hear me okay?
I'm hearing you all right.
How you doing, King?
All right, man. Taking it easy, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just rinsing the first track of the night from you off your most recent album. Ziggy Ricardo, Your Own Name is the title. Features the voice of Etana. First of all, how was it working with Etana?
It was cool, man. It was very relaxed. Etana was in Holland for a show, I think, and I got that information coincidentally, then I was busy finishing off my album, so we got in touch with her and I had the chance to get her in the studio.
Yes, so I
got her in there. I recorded her myself, you know, I did the engineering myself, and it was relaxed, man. I just gave her ideas, we vibe, and she put it on.
Cool. So you're an engineer yourself, so you done everything yourself?
Yeah, with Etana, definitely. I was in the studio with her, I recorded her, you know, so it was a vibe.
Good. Well, it sounds good, and it reached on the album, so it you obviously happy with the product.
Yeah. Originally, there was actually even a solo track, you know.
A solo track with you or her?
Yeah, just me, and then I got her in on this track at the last minute.
Oh, I see.
Mm.
That's quite opportunistic of you, you know. You see the opportunity and you seize it. Well, I'm wondering how a guy comes from St. Eustatius and comes to Holland to study, ends up as one of the largest reggae artists on the European continent.
Well, that's a crazy. That's how it works, you know. I think whatever's meant to be is just happens, man. Right. When I came here, I was a student, obviously, you know. I was always a music man. I was always a big music collector, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And it was more because of friends of mine, actually. Brethren of mine from St. Eustatius, were also living in Holland.
Okay.
And they were actually more the artists, you know. They were all aspiring artists back then. So because of them is why I actually started to even, you know, bother try to do a line, just to, because everyone around me was really doing that, you know.
I see. So what do you come to Holland to study?
Yeah, I came actually to study. I was 18. I was finished with I guess before what you would call college,
right,
in America, you know. And then they don't have that in the Caribbean. My island is a Dutch colony, so naturally everybody from there ends up in Holland for school, you know?
I see. And what you come to Holland to study?
Computer programming is the last thing I was busy with.
Okay. You getting it? How far you get with it?
I was 2 years into that when I stopped, eventually.
Okay, well, the music take over.
Yeah, actually, I was doing some other stuff first in school. Like, I switched what I was studying a couple of times. And computer programming was the one thing that I did kind of get going with seriously. But just at that point is where music had started to seriously get more and more attention to the level, to, you know, till it got to the point that I had to choose.
Right. And you say your spas in Holland introduced you to the scene, the musical scene. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? You say that your friend them from your station.
Yeah, my friend them. All of them was from the islands too. You know, obviously those are the guys I knew from there growing up. So when I came up here, a lot of them was up here too. You know, guys from my generation. And indeed, they were doing that already from when we was in the Caribbean. So for them, it was nothing new.
Any names we might know?
Oh, not really. I think the one who probably got the most done back then was Mega D. He was in a Dutch crew, remix crew. They got some attention in Holland.
Okay. Cool. Mm. All right. Well, you're happy with that introduction I give you there. You know, you got to be recognized now as one of the largest artists on...
Yeah.
Because, you know, your previous album, I believe, won some awards...
Yeah, my last album did quite well over here. I got a Silver Harp, is what it's called. That's a pretty prestigious Dutch music award.
Okay.
You know, my album before that won quite a few too. Actually, the whole catch, especially in Holland, was it garnered a lot of attention and won a lot of awards for a reggae dancehall album, and that was the real unique thing about it. You know, normally that genre wouldn't get the light of day, but this time we got something done with it.
Well, that's interesting because you're right. As far as I understand, you know, the state, whether it be the in UK or possibly in Holland as well, they don't tend to promote what they might call black music. Is it the same?
Oh, yeah, man. I noticed that. I think there's a general European something. I wouldn't so much say America. Obviously, America already took it to the level, especially with hip-hop music, yeah. Where, you know, yeah. I think it's probably just as big as anything else over there. But here in Europe, no, man, it's a struggle. And the blacker your music is, the harder it is to get it played. So reggae music, obviously, you know, is a lot blacker in that sense than hip-hop or R&B or soul or them thing.
Yeah, you say blacker because it's a little bit more critical of the state.
Yeah, that for sure, especially when you talk about topics and, you know, reggae music is of course music, I think, with message more than any other genre in the world, so...
That's right.
And yeah, people sensitive to that, obviously.
Yes, and I think that's the main reason why it's not getting as much airplay as it should do, because it must be frustrating for you as an artist. It's certainly frustrating for me as a listener, stroke DJ.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it has its pro and its cons, you know. On one hand, indeed, it's tough to get especially some kind of commercial attention with this music. On the other hand, we have a reggae industry that runs completely independently of you know, those commercial powers, and that again is a good thing, because I don't know of any other genre like that neither.
That's true.
You know, you could have success and be a successful act, work internationally with reggae music without ever touching a commercial chart anywhere in the world.
True. And with the commercial side comes strings attached.
Yeah, exactly. When you're gonna get into that game, then that, you know, that's a whole different game again. Corruption, politics, you know how it goes.
Right. Well, and there's a certain appeal to the underground nature of reggae music as well, you know, for the ordinary listener.
Yeah. I would think so too, yeah. Get something mystical about, you know.
Yes.
It being the music of the oppressed.
Yes. Okay, well, let's just let people know what I'm going right now. You're in tune with the Digital Warrior. Yendis on reggaespace.com. I'm talking live right now to Ziggy Ricardo. I'm struggling with your name. You notice that?
Yeah, man. It's in the hand. Ziggy Ricardo. Ricardo, the easy R.
Okay, and yes, just want to big up one who is on the bass. We have a long list of people. I see you logged in there, Mr. Ricardo.
Yeah. I checked it out immediately. Yes, let me see what this thing about. I see you got some followers. I see Dutch flags, everything.
Yes, man, there's enough people from across the world. Yeah. We like to appeal to everybody, you know, make it a global thing.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting thing in itself, because many people, I think perhaps even the Jamaicans most, recognize reggae music as for them and don't recognize that it's a global thing.
Yeah. But. Well, I mean, look, Jamaica remains the Mecca, you know, that's where it's mainly from, that's where it's based, you know.
Yeah, right.
I guess you can't blame them for that to a certain extent. On the other hand, what you're saying is also true, man. Reggae music is more global than ever now. I think you have reggae acts from almost every part of the world right now.
That's right. Well, I try, you know, we try here to recognize that international flavor in what we do, in the music we play, and the information that we push on the front page there. But I want to play an extract from your album. This one's marked bonus track. Does that mean it came, you know, it was an afterthought?
I think you're talking about Pretender.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, but actually that was, I did an EP last year that we released only on iTunes.
Oh, right.
You know, it was kind of an undercover something, and it was on there.
Okay.
You know? But it got very good response, so that's why I thought, let me put it on the album there still.
Yes, boss. We are doing it like this. Enough of them, they're living in a fairy tale lifestyle. Said them man the toughest and them living rugged and wild. Yes, enough of them, they caught up in a hype. Now them fooling themselves. Yeah. Some of them are poor with the riches and the wealth. When mama never have a little food on the shelf, then yes, baby, them a cry, but them only taking care of themselves. Hey. Say that they run the street. But they don't run a thing, they're only in 2D. They're lost in a fantasy. And everybody see, tell them that is cheap. You know, them a pretender. Hyping up like them a big man when them are no money spender.
Personally, I feel this tune. I have to big up DJ Sugar T, hear him play some tracks off this rhythm little earlier on his show. But for real, you know, there's people out there that believes that they're the best thing, and really and truly, you know what I'm saying? So
I can see how
a lot of people will identify with this track. What you say?
Yeah, definitely, man. That's the same thought I had when I came up with the idea, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, boss. We are gonna do it like this, you know. Them a quack, so. All them a quack. Hear me now. Them a pretender. Hyping up like them a big man when them a no money spender. Them a pretender. Say them tough like nails, but them soft and tender. Enough of them, they're living in a fairy tale lifestyle. Said them man the toughest and them living rugged and wild. Yes, enough of them, they caught up in a hype. Now them fooling themselves. Some of them are poor with the riches and the wealth. When mama never have a little food on the shelf, then yes, baby, them a cry, but them only taking care of themselves. Say that they run the street. But they don't run a thing, they're only in 2D. They're lost in a fantasy. And everybody see, tell them that is cheap. You know, them a pretender. Hyping up like them a big man when them are no money spender. Them a pretender. Say them tough like nails, but them soft and tender. Them a pretender. Hyping up like them a big man, but them money spender.
everything is alright. While them belly empty, them still a chat plenty. Some a move yes, and boy. Stop, while them boy a act up. Soon them a go get nominated with some Oscar. Why them so pretentious? Why them boys so bogus? Like them in a maze too long, them lose them focus. Living the life they're seeing on a TV screen. Even on a boss man. Them watch too much Scarface and Dirty Harry. Too much Al Capone, too much Don Corleone. Me nah crack a smile cause them think you're not funny. Ah, them boy a move like dummy. Them boy a pretender.
A big track that I like that track. And I'm glad it reached on the album, Carl. Yeah, I really feel that one, man. You still there, kid?
I am right here, man.
Yeah, I'm curious about your name now. Because when I first buck up on you, I'll be honest now, it was when, let me tell you this.
Yeah, I need to tell you this.
That's right, yeah. And as far as I will remember, it was just Ziggy them time, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. It was just Ziggy.
So what are going on? How comes it's so many syllables longer now?
Man, I just had to clarify it for the world. And since the beginning of my career, I've been having a bit of an issue with the Ziggy thing for the obvious reason, you know what I'm saying? In the beginning, I wasn't thinking on artists or ever taking it to any level that this would have been an issue. So when I first started to do music, I just spelled my name with a Y.
Right.
The way it has always been.
Okay.
You know, and only after we started put out stuff, after a while, we started notice like, hey, this is, could really turn into a conflict. Yeah. And the more success I had, the more it started to really become an issue.
Right.
That's why at a given moment, I changed the Y to an I, so yeah. I was, you know, to change the spelling.
Yeah.
That helped slightly, but still, you know, spoken, it was the same thing.
Right.
So at the end of the day, the only way to really clarify everything for the world and let people know that you're talking about Ziggy Ricardo and not Ziggy. You know, as soon as you say Ziggy by itself, people wonder which one.
Yes, right.
So this is like something I had to do. So Ricardo is my second name.
Okay.
So that was a natural thing for me to put there too, and that's kind of how it came about.
So when you say that there was a certain issue, certain people have issue, any particular Ziggies have the issue?
Yeah, look, obviously we heard something from Ziggy Marley's people once upon a time about it, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah, man. It even got to that point. Like I said, the more success you started half with it, the more you noticed that, you know? Before that, it never used to bother anyone.
Right.
So, but with all of that happening too, you know, it was something I really wanted to do for myself too. Because honestly, I was getting tired sometimes of having the confusion or... I would say the same track you was just talking about, Need to Tell You This, and you would see it somewhere on YouTube or something as Ziggy Marley, Need to Tell You This.
Wow.
You know?
Damn.
Yeah.
So there's a good reason why you have to clarify the situation, though.
Yeah, man. So this was something that really needed to be done. So I was looking forward to getting this out officially, you know.
But the other thing as well that probably made it even worse, because in my mind, when I hear your tracks, I hope you're not insulted by this, but I'm hearing a lot of Damian Marley when I hear you, you know?
But look, I mean, this ain't the first time I'm hearing that comment,
right,
to tell you the truth. It ain't something I try to do deliberately, you know? I just open my mouth and sing, but I know what you're talking about. People
yeah.
tell me all the time. Some now and then I hear it myself too. And
okay.
That's, and I guess I have to accept.
Yes, because it's a good groove, you know. I don't know, it kind of represents the new a new flavor for reggae music, you know.
Yeah. I mean, look, I just try to do my thing, you know, especially with this album. I ain't trying to copy no Marley, whether it be Damian or Ziggy or whichever one.
No, I
can't. So this album I produced for the most part myself. I did a lot of it myself. I wrote everything myself. I recorded myself. I was really just trying to make it my vibe as much as possible.
Right. And hence your name is on the front as well.
Exactly, and that's why there's no other title neither. It's like really a to the point something, you know.
Right. So how you take to? I mean, you know, generally artists have they stay at one side of the mic and they get somebody else the other side of the mic to do the engineering and the
So
you take to all of that easy.
Yeah, that was kind of. I mean, I've been doing this for years, obviously, recording, you know, tracks now. So the producing part, I knew I could do that. Why? For my first album I ever put out, I had a few tracks that I messed with myself, you know. And the more I got used to, especially working with a band over the last 3-4 years, the more that turned into a natural thing that I knew I could produce.
Right.
As far as recording myself, that just came from... I almost had to do it too, you know. I was in a situation where I was here by myself and I got the stuff that I needed to do it with, and then you have the option of I could keep on spending money, and every time I need to do some work, you know, find a studio and set that up, I could learn to do it myself.
Yes. So you have your own studio nowadays?
Yeah, I have a setup that I could, you know, record myself. I mean, look, I don't take it all the way yet in terms of mixing and master. I don't do all of that, you know?
Right.
But I could engineer enough to go in the studio, produce myself, and definitely record the stuff myself.
Right. I want to let off another track. This is the three-way combination with Tipper Irie and what the next brother name?
Omar Perry,
that's right. But before that, I just want to clarify one more thing. Ziggy itself, you say you change it from I to Y and Y or whatever.
Yeah.
So where did Ziggy come from in the first place?
Ziggy came from my grandparents, them. Since I know myself, basically, on Stacia, that's the name I had. The entire island knows me like that. You know, most people don't know that my real name is Ricardo.
Okay.
So that was just something I naturally had from a kid. I never made that up.
And is your grandparents rear you, yes?
Yeah. I grew up with them until I came to Holland.
Okay. Now, you might have saw some of the World Athletics a little while back on the television. I don't know if you're into athletics. Mm-hmm. But many of the athletes, you know, they grow in one place, but they're representing the next country.
Yeah.
I'm wondering now, if it was you now, whether you'll be running for St. Eustatius or Holland.
You see, because of the colonization, the colonial ways from ancient times, it would boil down to the same thing for me right now, because if I run for Stacia, it still would be with Holland flag, you know what I'm saying?
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah, man, it's still actually it's even worse now. It used to be a Dutch colony, and now it turned into actually an official Dutch state.
Wow.
So it's kind of, yeah, it's almost like a part of Holland, but then in the Caribbean, some kind of system like that they have set up with it now.
So it's quite a large island, I noticed from the map. It's quite a
few. Yeah, man, it's gigantic. 3,500 people live there, you know.
Right. Well, it's several times bigger than Jamaica, but...
No, man.
But I'm wondering... you know, when the
did you check my island out for real? I don't know if you know this, but my island is like one of the smallest in the Caribbean, you know. Arguably the smallest.
Oh, right. I'm getting mixed up when I look at the map, because it's got an arrow pointing at this big island. I'm small.
No, man. 3,500 people. My island real small. In one day, you could, you know, circle around my island at least five times in your car or something like that. I don't know.
You see that map in the show box there? It's deceiving then. I don't know why they're a big arrow to the island. Anyway, so when many of the Caribbean islands were gaining independence in the 60s and 70s, they never think about that in St. Eustatius?
Actually, no, man. The entire Netherlands Antilles, you know, Holland has like... at least they used to have 6 islands. You had Stacia, St. Martin, Saba, and Aruba, Curacao, and Bonaire. And a couple of the bigger ones, I know they wanted to go independent, so Aruba has been independent for the most part for a while now already.
Right.
And then recently, Holland let go the colonization to some extent. So they dismantle the Netherlands Antilles, so they don't officially exist no more.
Okay.
So then those islands that still were a part of the Antilles had the choice to either become completely independent or really become a state outside of the country of Holland.
Right.
And unfortunately, on my island, even though the entire population voted against becoming a state of Holland in the referendum,
yes,
the bigger heads who in government who represented my island still went ahead and gave the green light for that. So,
boy, they have them own agenda all the while. Is that the case?
Yeah. Mm. That's a serious situation down there.
All right, let's let off our next tune. As I say, Omar Perry, Tipper Irie, Rick Zicky, Ricardo.
Day again, on the grind I can't pretend. Got to rise, I can't descend. Babylon, me never friend. Never mix, me never blend. Even when them apprehend, this a message I send. Jaja, I man recommend. I'm not trying to offend, but the truth I defend, yeah. Got to stand for equal rights and justice to the end, yeah. Always keep on pushing through and never get suspended. Check it for yourself, no fall at trend. Only Jah alone can save. Mankind's a caught up in on them wicked ways. Only Jah alone can free. And break all the shackles full down in the sea.
We said, that the Father when we trust, how we love him so much. Well, it's only him, my Lord, we guide and protect us. And protect us from the wolf, them in our sheep clothing. We love to come around and distress everything. Jah, how we shining light, bring we to the higher heights. Him select go all the first and him select go all the fine. Well, we have
the struggle out there, and remember he's there when you're in a despair. So forward and hit the right there. Ain't never failed anyway. Only Jah alone can save. Mankind's a caught up in all them wicked ways. Hey. Only Jah alone can free. And break all the shackles full down in the sea. Hey. Only Jah alone can save. Mankind's a caught up in all them wicked ways. That's why only Jah alone can free. And break all the shackles. Break all the shackles.
So much hurricane and so much blood. So much people say them are dead in a shedding of blood. Around we see the genocide. Now resist the truth, so we got to realize, yo. This system we know that they design. We getting mistrust, but the mafia do control mankind. You, them dirty gang, your muscles tight. If you want to save you, your heart and your soul and your mind.
Him alone, I carry with you hills and two valleys. And every street, you're not true, every dark alley, yeah.
So love if you break them and go love up for your neighbor. We got to work and we got to do it together.
Hey, thanks to your gift, blessings that flow like showers. In a them corruption, we now get the power. No.
Take the scriptures and not take the hour.
No.
He said that I know him and the man now with the power.
Only Jah alone can save. Mankind's a caught up in all them wicked ways. Hey. Only Jah alone can free. And break all the shackles full down in the sea. Hey.
Tracks entitled Jah Alone. How the international combinations then work? You get everybody in the studio one time for that?
It depends, man. It depends on who it is, what the situation is, how much time they have. It depends on a lot of things.
Right.
I mean, it gets easier and easier through the years. I guess the longer you in the industry, you know, from playing. Oh, here and there, you end up meeting a lot of the artists. At a given moment, you know quite a few people.
Yeah.
You know? And then doing it is just a matter of like I said, the circumstance.
Right. And when this album actually hit the streets, when did it drop?
It dropped in Holland first, in April, and I believe a month after it was out to the world.
Okay. And what kind of response do you feel you're getting so far?
Oh, great, man. I mean, I got some decent press reactions, some good press in Holland. Like, again, for a reggae album, it was great press.
Yeah.
They were really positive about the album, about the music. I got a lot of good press from America, too, that I've seen. They really seem to like the blending of the musical styles, you know?
Right.
on the city with how diverse it is. So in that sense, I can't complain. I really getting positive feedback about the music. Mm-hmm. Mary, the last single that we've released, is getting great response now too. So I think all is well where that is concerned.
Well, it is a very, very various styles on the LP.
Yeah.
I guess the different tracks have appealed to different people. What would you say, where is your main support base? Would you say it's at home in Holland or elsewhere?
I believe it's France.
France,
yeah. I believe it's France. So from judging from the reactions I get, and especially the live work I do, okay. I play in France way more than I play in Holland even.
Okay. You have any number ones over in France?
Not that I know. I know need to tell you this and gonna leave you back in a day on this Generation FM. Again, that's not like a big a commercial or something, but I think it's like one of the biggest black radios.
Right. Because you did get number one.
No, that was topping over there at some point.
But you did get number one in Germany, I believe.
Yeah, Blaze It. A while ago, that actually is what kicked off my career outside of Holland.
Right. And that video was a bit controversial.
Which one?
I'm reading your page, and there's a controversy associated with Blaze It.
I never did a video for Blaze It, so if there's a controversy, then it's probably about joke or smoker because of all the ganja involved.
Right.
Video, you know, but being in Amsterdam, it's the normalest thing in the world over here, what I could imagine. Yeah.
Right, I can see it, but a little bit of controversy is all good.
Of course, people love controversy, man.
all right. Just make people know what are going. If you're just joining us here, you're in tune with Yendis, talking to Ziggy Ricardo, live on Reggae Space, rinsing through some tracks from his very most recent LP, the third. Is it your third LP?
This is my third, man.
Yes, and it's practically all done by himself and is entitled Ziggy Ricardo. And it's doing very well as far as I can see, and the response we get in here is pretty good as well. And these are all three of them, I believe, are still available, is that right?
Yeah, well, I know the first one you would really have to look hard for, you know.
Okay.
That one is from back in 2006, and that one wasn't distributed initially outside of Holland. Oh. Later on, Germany too, but that one would definitely be the hardest to get. In Transit, my last one, and the one that's out now, those should be available.
Right, and we have your links then flowing in the shout box, so I'm encouraging people to hit the links and do your thing, support the thing. So yes, you say you've been in the business years, and you know, when you say that, it's all like a generation, but is your first musical excursions was around 2001, about 10 years ago?
2001 is maybe a little early. I think about 2002, 2003.
Right, and who ushered you into the studio the first time?
Those same friends that made me start to, you know, participate with them. Actually, just hanging with them, I ended up in the studio coincidentally. Okay. And one thing led to the next.
Okay. And I guess you would be able to recognize the development since then, would you say?
Oh, yeah, man. But, I mean, for me personally, if I listen to my music, if you hear my first CD, there's a collection of more or less the first songs I ever made, you know, ever wrote, ever recorded. So if I listen to it now in my own ears, it sounds very amateur.
Oh.
And on the second album I got, you know, I was really work on it, on the case, all of a sudden I had a career and I was really working on it.
Right.
So my second album was 2 years after that, and I think there already you could hear a huge difference. Yes. Like, you know?
Yes.
That is something I was really learned how to do better, and I think now again compared to my last CD.
Of course, yes. And but it's a bit more diverse, this last LP, you know, not only, you know, traditional reggae and roots.
Yeah.
And is that...
This is just a free musical thing I felt like doing, man. Since my last album, especially since Need to Tell You This, from about 2008, things started to go better and better internationally in the reggae scene, and eventually I was recording rhythms for producers, doing, you know, all kind of different stuff, yeah, and straight up reggae for a couple of years, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because so I felt like I wanted to free up and just do, you know, still keep my reggae vibe. I could never let that go as a Caribbean man, you know.
Well, this is the next question.
Just combine it with anything else I feel, any other style I feel.
Right. Well, this is what I was exploring there, you see. Whether you wanted to broaden your appeal sort of internationally and in different genres deliberately.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's just how you feel at the time, you know?
I think it was probably a little bit of both.
Right.
It's something I felt I had to do, and then on the other hand, it's also, of course, interesting in that sense, career-wise, because I think you get, you know?
Yeah.
Different people interested and involved in the thing who might not necessarily be hardcore reggae fanatics.
Yes. Okay. Let's set it off another one. This one lined up right now. Can't Stop Me Now, and I think that's quite appropriate because they don't look like they can stop you now. You're headed for
Yeah.
Time for gun silence. Watch out now. Where is the love? There's so much hate out there. Every youth, my want on gangster now. Them a shout, you can't stop me now. Can't stop me now. No, me say, where is the love? There's so much hate out there. Not for fire shot like them, not care. And them a shout, you can't stop me now. Can't stop me now. Hey, they're manipulating the masses out there. Coming for your mind with the shackles of the way of their maneuvers. Politicians are mental slave drivers, using propaganda as the gun and the rifle. Legislation that for make the poor stifle. Good shall prevail, so it's saying not the Bible. Tell the youths we all are made and never idle. We come for preach it to them just like a disciple. Hey, it's not a perfect world. No man is a perfect man, but understand, if there's no love in your heart, you're doomed from the start. That's why we ask, yeah. Where is the love? There's so much hate out there. Every youth, my want on gangster now. Them a shout, you can't stop me now. Can't stop me now. Hey, yeah. Where is the love? There's so much hate out there. Not for fire shot like them not care. And them a shout, you can't stop me now. No, you just can't stop me now. No, too many mamas cry cause another youth's dying. Church a blessing, they are missing. No, one of that church bells ringing. Whole heap of flower bringing, cause the youth wouldn't listen, so them yeah, mix up in a gun slinging. Hustling every day, trying to make a quick living. Dealing with the devil, losing more than they are earning. Destined for a negative ending. Now you man the way, don't be living in fear. And spread some love to the people out there. In times of despair, you're just a person of prayer. You call and he will hear. This a message I share now. Where is the love? There's so much hate out there. Every youth, my want on gangsta now. Them a shout, you can't stop me now. Can't stop me now. No, listen. Where is the love? There's so much hate out there. Not for fire shot like them not care. And them a shout, you can't stop me now. Can't stop me now. Them just can't stop the youth from turning gangster now.
Why, you got enough good tracks on this LP. I have to any track.
Thank you.
Any track that's got a saxophone in the intro has got my attention from the start.
Yeah.
And this one's another example of the variety of your styles. It's not quite a cappella, but it's got a cool vibe on it, you know?
Yeah, this is kind of, I think it starts a cappella-ish and then it kind of build into a complete rhythm at the end.
I see. So what about these lyrics now? Because you seem to have a knack with them. They seem quite original and they're quite clever in parts. You find it easy to write lyrics?
Yeah, I think there's you know, something that I guess I was blessed with naturally, but I don't spend days writing a song or anything. This is really just, you know, the vibe I get.
Yeah,
man.
So it's, yeah, well, that's quite a gift there. It's quite a gift, would you say?
Yeah. Most of these songs, a lot of them I did in a day, really, you know.
Right.
When I was recording this album, I spent a couple of weeks, almost a month, actually doing mainly production. Yeah. And then I went into the studio for a month and a half and did just strictly recording.
Right.
And I would start on a rhythm in the day and most of the time before I crash in the night, you know, before the morning the track would be done.
Right. Which is interesting because, you know, as you say, you don't take long, but a lot of people, you know, it's a craft, you know, they have many drafts and they, you know, start again and redo the line and such and such.
Yeah.
So you get to a stage where you say, well, that's it, it will come.
Yeah, well, I like to lay down my idea. The way I work in a studio is if I write something and on paper I think that that's it,
yeah,
then I would turn on the mic and record it, you know, and when I actually hear it recorded, then I could really feel that if I need to adjust something or change somewhere.
Right, okay.
And I just would go like that, you know. So I would write a hook, record it. If I cool with the hook, then I write verse one, record it until I cool with verse one, and continue like that until I work my way through a song.
Okay. That's cool. It's always interesting to me to hear how the artists then come end up with the original idea and then to the journey through to the finished article.
Yeah.
Your inspirations now. Where do the ideas for the songs them come from?
Wow, all over the place, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like stuff that I got some people here in Holland I know who have nothing to do with reggae music, you know.
Right.
And they were like a friend of mine, PG, introduced me to an American singer named Danelle Monet, and I said it has nothing to do with reggae, but I really dig the vibe and give me some vibes when I was going into the studio, some ideas,
yeah,
on, you know, how I think I could combine some of that with reggae, you know.
Right.
If you have a track on my album called Real Talk, that's where I sing falsetto throughout the whole track. I was really on my Curtis Mayfield, Al Green kind of vibe there, you know, and then I just come with that. So it's very broad, man.
And that one works quite well.
Yeah.
All right. Our next track here features Michael X. He's in Holland as well, isn't
he? He is in Holland as well, man. Indeed.
So, with the artist in Holland, you know, how much, who is doing well out there?
You mean in Holland, really?
Yeah.
Realistically, I think if you're talking about reggae artists after me, I would think that Shad Michael X indeed is probably the one who gets the most attention.
Right.
Or who I could say has the most going on. After that, it's tough, man. You have a lot of other guys. I know a lot of other guys in Holland who are doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? They're artists and they're pretty decent artists too. But again, it's very hard. You don't have any platforms in Holland. You don't have sound systems and dances where these guys could go pick up a microphone every weekend.
Yeah.
You know. So even for guys that I know who have some talent and trying to do their thing, I know them as artists, but there's almost nowhere I could send you to, like, check this out from them or check this out from, you know what I'm saying?
And a lot of getting established and practicing the art is about live performance, and if you got no venues for that.
Exactly, exactly, especially live. That is one thing where in Holland definitely does, I think, one of the biggest issues, man.
Right.
If you're an artist here, it's hell, especially if you're beginning and you're trying to get some attention. There's no stage, man, for
right,
you to,
right.
you know, so it's no show your thing.
So it's no surprise that you are, you know, quite popular outside of Holland then?
In the sense that?
Well, there's more of a acceptance to reggae music outside of
Holland
sometimes.
Definitely, man, definitely, definitely. I've been to smaller countries than Holland that have more sound systems, more dances, more things happening, you know.
Yes.
And it's actually crazy because Holland, with all the colonies, you have a lot of Black people here. You have people from Suriname, from Curacao, the Dutch Antilles,
yes.
Cabo, from Africa. So you have more, I think you have more of a multicultural vibe here compared to a lot of other countries in Europe, but you don't hear it, you don't see it, you know?
It's quite sad, and you know, we've been avoiding the word, but we have to use it. Racism must come into it.
Yeah, I mean, no matter any way you twist or turn, you can't get around that, you know? I don't think it's a coincidence that everyone who's trying to do this kind of music is getting fight against like this, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not just reggae. I talk about anything Black, whether it be hip-hop, you know?
Yeah.
Soul, any kind of one of them kind of R&B. If you try to do something like that, it's going to be really tough to get some media attention.
Yeah. Okay then. What about highlights so far? You've been in and around the business a few years now. What are your highlights in that short time?
I think I keep getting new highlights, you know.
Well, that's
from
good.
Yeah, I think look, starting in Holland, the first time you go out and you play Europe and you play some of the bigger reggae festivals. And I remember the first time I went to Summer Jam, that was like the biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
You know, to get to play there in Germany on this big stage. Now, I think I played Summer Jam already like 4 or 5 times.
Right.
And other stuff, other, you know, festivals, other things that's big. I played some real big mainstream festivals. Let me say, like, they're not necessarily reggae festivals, but like Roskilde, Couleur Café in Belgium, really, you know, more pop things. That was really cool, really big. I went Africa a couple times. Those was definitely highlights. The last time I went, I played at a festival that the president organized, so they really treat us well. I was down in Africa.
Wow.
So I think it's always a next highlight, you know.
Yeah. And you feel that the variety in your styles opens the doors to the mainstream, you know, those festivals you were talking about?
I guess it could, you know. I never sit down and really think about what the exact reason probably is, but if that has to do with it, fine, man.
Yeah. Because you have a band, is it Renaissance?
Yeah, Renaissance Band.
Renaissance Band. And you mm-hmm. you supported Gentleman, I believe, on his tour.
Yeah, that was back in 2007. I was with Gentleman on the road, another Intensity tour.
And he certainly recognized your talent, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, man. Especially, you know, after playing live, after he saw me live for a couple of times. I think that's where I had a lot of my success, too, you know. I think a lot of people in the beginning were even willing to work with me or my team business-wise, even after they had doubts, if they had doubts hearing music, after they see a show, they would really be convinced, like, oh yeah, this is, you know,
okay,
this is something real.
Yes, well, they do. You seem to be recognized as being quite a dynamic live performer.
Yeah, man, I love live. Live is my thing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Better than the studio.
I wish I could catch that live vibe and you know, put it on a CD, but I don't know, there's something different about when you're on a stage, when you're, right, you know, on the spotlight.
Right, right, right. That's cool. All right, next track. Next track, Michael X, This Year. Anywhere near, anywhere closer to getting your first milli?
My first, boy, the milli, it in. It's a slow process, let me say it like that.
Hey, this here is my year, and I make them know. Straightforward, no pardon, I make them know. Watch me now. I'm on the go, I'm on the go, you can't stop me now, no. Step into a higher level every day and night now.
Me grind harder than machine, me never broke down, no. Long time in the trenches, step it up, let's go.
It's every day I'm on the grind.
It motivates my state of mind.
I know it's good for my kids, you know the youth is so divine.
So if I smart listen, me no really pay the mind. Me no keep that tradition, me no in a way to lie.
I'll chew the wear and tear when the pressure gets too hard.
No,
to
I can't let it get to my head.
Anyways, by any means, yeah, me have to step up now, I mean. Real talk, this and the fantasy, no, no, me not dream.
That's why we come prepared, Ricardo, if we make them know.
You say we are gonna take it further, I say.
So don't debug about vibes, cause it now makes sense. Are you mentally free? This is no false pretense.
I'm on the rise, I got to get mine this year. I have to make a million eyes.
Now
mine
is the time, no, so that my mind is clear.
Gonna feel if you don't want it.
Can't afford to miss that turn. So the tires them screech and the wheels get burned.
Me not deal with standstill, not the dread is on the move. I was there in the race, there is no interlude. Man a goal getter, yes I'm in a positive mood.
That's why them can't take where the vibes what them do.
Blessings have been multiplied, could I never dilute. On a mission this year I can't lose.
Cause all my life I've waited for this year.
Amount of stamina, all heap of vibes can done. Stepping up, you know I'm ready, cause my time has come.
To draw the road that brought me to this end.
Oh no. So me no stop, feel no reason, no me nah look back. Respect the past, but it not come back.
I'm on the rise, I got to get mine this year. Have to make a million eyes.
Now
mine
is the time. No, so that my mind is clear.
Gonna feel if you don't want it.
I'm on the rise, I got to get mine this year. Have to make a million eyes.
Now
mine
is the time. No, so that my mind is clear.
Gonna feel if you don't want it.
I'm getting where I need to be, and there's nothing that I would do differently, no.
And never did I doubt myself, even when I had to get it by myself, yeah.
You're stepping up round it,
I never change,
nah, I switch,
I never quit on me, I swear.
No, so that me never lose my soul all day. Oh, I'm grinding, watching all day, yeah.
I'm on the rise, I got to get mine this year.
I
have to make a million.
Wow, yes, I'm liking that track. I'm liking the vibe of that track. Is that another one of yours, or and you call Michael to support you, or what?
One more time?
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's one of yours. You write that one and create that one, or Michael had an input?
I did the rhythm, and the lyrics, me and Mike just did it together in the studio. So he did his thing, I did my thing, you know.
Right, right, right. Well, it seems like you can do everything. You've been in rhythms, and you're writing songs, and you're singing the song same time. Is there anything you can't do?
Yeah, music, man, that's my thing.
So what about the video thing? You have a hand in that, or you leave that to me?
No. I have no hand in that, and I have no intention of trying to put my hands on it.
You know? Really? It don't appeal to you to actually be...
No, man. I don't feel like I could try to do too much things neither, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
So what have you got in your sights? What's in the future for you?
Well, short-term future is actually more music, man. That's, I think, the main thing I've been focusing on. I continue to play shows, you know. I have shows lined up. I'll continue to play for the rest of the year. But I have my official website that I plan on launching in November.
Okay.
And on that website, you will be able to download a new EP.
Okay.
8 tracks that I'll have on the website. For okay. free to download.
Right. So what is your intention with creating that site?
Well, it was very necessary because I never really had a site. I was with Rockin' Vibes record label until recently, and my site actually was a page on the label website, you know.
Right.
So I never had my own official thing.
Okay.
So it's actually time now for me to launch my own site, and I think this is just a nice gift to give the people to. This is gonna be a more roots EP, you know.
Yes.
So I'm gonna do it, put out at least 8 tracks and get it out there on the website, really, for the people, you know, roots people, roots music for the people.
And you're quite comfortable with the computer, internet thing, World Wide Web business?
If I'm comfortable with it?
Yeah,
for what it is, I mean.
Because you're a computer programmer, so you must.
Yeah. I was very interested in it back then, you know. I ain't on that level no more. I can't program nothing for you right now. But in terms of the basic, you know, website, social media stuff, I use it too for what I could use it for, you know, musically, career-wise.
Okay, so you have your page. I notice it's full up of friends. You can't get no more.
Yeah, you should check. You mean Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should check out my artist page. I have an artist page on Facebook that you could like.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That one is rolling.
Yes. Okay, so you're going to build up your presence on the web, you know, your own, what is it, ZiggyRicardo.com or what?
Yeah, well, ZiggyRicardo.com is already gone, so it probably will be, it won't be out until end of November, so I don't have a whole bunch of details for you yet.
Okay.
But most likely it will be IamZiggyRicardo.com.
Okay, that's cool. And it's another means for people to link you, to engage with you, is that right?
Definitely, that for sure, because now that I, you know, I'm going to put this together for the first time on this website, you'll definitely be able to hear every song I ever did, you know. I will have all information you would need to get in contact with me, to see everything what I've done in the past.
Right.
Merchandise is going to be available through the site too, so it's quite something that's going to be coming, and especially the new music. That's what I personally am the most happy about, you know, because I don't think a lot of even fans of mine would expect a next product to be coming in the same year.
Yes.
You know, that I already released an album. So I think this is going to be something nice.
Yeah, well, it is an unusual thing. You know, people let a few months, if not years, go by before they, you know, issue a next CD or LP.
Yeah, definitely. But that's the thing, you know, time's changing so quickly now in the music, with music, and, you know, the way music is done and put out, and the way the industry runs. So I guess this is me trying to keep up with the times in that sense.
Yes, and often the new music doesn't have the life, the you know, the same life span as some of the older tracks, you know, in a few decades ago, you know?
Yeah. That is definitely true, man.
The younger people
think the musical aspect of it look, the technology take it so far now that it make it real easy to become an artist too. You could go in the studio now and it's real easy to make somebody sound cool,
right?
You know what I'm saying, with auto-tune and everything else that's going on in the studio now. So I think what that did is It turned a lot of people into artists who maybe 20, 30 years ago wouldn't have been able to think about that.
Right.
You know? And that has an effect, of course, then on the quality of the music that they put out, too.
True. And, you know, the fact that there's new music every week, there's new rhythms and...
That's, I mean, it's overkill, but on the other hand, I understand people, because there's only more and more music available because of the web and everything else.
Yes.
So on one hand, it's really overkill, but on the other hand, if you don't, you know, partake in the overkill and get some stuff out there yourself, then you will be lost in the you know, confusion.
Yes. And you don't go for this auto tune business?
No, I am me personally ain't an auto tune fan. I think I have one tune that I ever really deliberately let auto tune on it. That was on my second album, I believe. Okay. Mama Don't Get Down, a Mama Tune, and that's the only one I have out of tune on, out of everything I ever done.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, well, I'm looking at this next track, Mary. Now, I listened to this today, and for the first, it struck me, listening to the first part of it, that it could be that you're not talking about a female by the name of Mary, but Mary Jane.
Yeah, that's exactly right, man.
Oh, that's cool, that's cool. Because it's, you know, it could go both ways, you know?
It could go both ways, yeah. It could go both ways. That's a catch. I really had some people who, indeed, who didn't catch it immediately. When they finally did, they loved it even more because of that, you know?
Ah, that's cool, that's cool. So you deliberately went down and tried to make it ambiguous.
Yeah, I tried to disguise the merriness in it, you know, just to do something different with it. I'm still living in Amsterdam, I guess, because I smoke. I don't know what it is, but I have quite a few ganja tunes.
Right, right, right.
So when I was in Mary, I tried to, you know, it was still a ganja tune concept, but then I tried to do it in a, you know, from a different angle.
That's very clever, very clever. Okay, people, this is Yendis talking to Ziggy Ricardo live on Reggae Space. It's a track by the name of Mary. There's a video out there right now. And this is a track you can take both ways. You're talking about Mary, the female that you have feelings for, or it's Mary Jane, in other words, marijuana. Take it out.
Mary, Mary, she takes me so far away. Mary really makes my day. Me and her connect in a passionate way. She say that when I need her, I will never leave her. No, because she takes me so far away. Mary really makes my day. Me and her connect in a passionate way. Rising at the morning when I get a cup of tea, best believe I got Mary sitting right next to me. Always need her in the vicinity. She growing at the hills and she's a natural beauty. Oh, I love her sweet aroma. Her perfume is why I love when she come over. She free me up and take the burdens off my shoulder. I watch her grow from she was young and now she's older. And she takes me so far away. Mary really makes my day. Me and her connect in a passionate way. She say that when I need her, I will never leave her. No, because she takes me so far away. Mary really makes my day. Me and her connect in a passionate way. In a passionate way, yeah. Mary eases the mind and her love is like a medicine. I need her all the time, I know. Mary inspires. Mary's got the vibes that the masses require, the masses desire. Hey. When she's gone, I lose my mind. When she comes, she brings the sunshine. She takes me so far away. Mary really makes my day. Me and her connect in a passionate way. She's there when I need her. I will never leave her. No, because she takes me so far away. Mary really makes my day. Me and her connect in a passionate way. Rising at the morning when I get a cup of tea, best believe I got Mary sitting right next to me. Always need her in the vicinity. She growing at the hills and she's a natural beauty. Oh, I love her sweet aroma. Her perfume is why I love when she come over. She free me up and take the burdens off my shoulder. I watch her grow from she was young and now she's older. And she takes me so far away. Mary really makes my day. Me and her connect in a passionate way.
Like that, like the way you use the lyrics on that one. You know, you have to listen to get the double meaning, but yes, man, a nice one.
Yeah.
I got one more track to play, but and you might want to think of who and who you want to big up before you go. But I have to thank you for your time tonight. Absolutely. Enjoyed playing these tracks, and I have to encourage people to check out the LP. It's by the name of the artist himself, Ziggy Ricardo. It's doing very well, apparently, as far as I can tell, and is available, what is it, iTunes or CD Baby or what?
I think it's enough of them thing there. iTunes for sure.
Yeah. This next track is Get Out. Now, it's another one that stands away from your original roots and roots vibe. How did that one come about? What was in your mind then?
I was trying to do something fun, man. I had an idea for the rhythm. So the rhythm, I laid it down, you know. It's obviously something completely different. And I wanted to make it fun. So the whole Get Out thing. Get Out, if you listen to it literally, of course, it's like a heavy topic if you look at it like that.
Yeah.
But in writing the lyrics about, you know, a contrast between man and woman in a relationship, I just mainly try to make it something that people would you know, have fun listening to.
Yes. How the contrast between she like this and you like that. And
exactly.
Oh, great stuff. Alright, let's listen to the track. His track is entitled Get Out, and there's a video with this as well, isn't it?
Yeah, this was the first video for the Ziggy Ricardo album. I shot this in Senegal, in Dakar.
And you have any more coming off the album, or are you going to move on now?
Off of this album, there's no plan. I did two. I believe the next video will be for my EP.
Oh, okay.
You should get out, baby, you should get out, baby, you should get out.
I like the apartment, she love the villa. I like rum, she don't drink liquor. I like the party, she love the swimmer. I like Lexus, she love Bimmer. I'm a werewolf and she's a vampire. I'm on Facebook, she's on Twitter. I like sweet, she likes bitter. She likes diamonds and sapphire. Yes, gold and platinum she admires. Yo, this girl is hot like fire. It's like her love for me expire. Something different she desire. Couldn't believe this would transpire. I'm in the game and she's the umpire. Try to do everything she require, but everything I try just backfire. Still me, I got too many lovers. I'm too sneaky and undercover. Said you think you smart and clever, but everything you do, I do better. So she know what she need, and we can fight this feeling. This is what she want me to know. She just keep going, ready for the world and she's not slowing. Money pile up and go keep growing. No kind of love to me she's showing. Say what's up, she says I'm living. Don't need you right now, I'm chilling. I said baby I'm ready and willing. All of your needs I'll be fulfilling. Yeah, stop shooting me down like feeling. Say don't do me like this, you're killing. She don't wanna hear a word I'm saying. Everything flop right from the beginning. I like the bedroom, she like the kitchen. I like smoking, she like fishing. Something's wrong, something's missing. When she's gone I keep reminiscing. But that I call and I make her hurt so many times. And now she keeps her guard up. She don't like my lifestyle. She swears she won't get caught up. There's only one thing left to say.
We shouldn't be taking this track literally. You haven't upset your lady in your life and she's getting rid of you. It's just a song. True?
One more time?
Yeah, I'm just saying we shouldn't take this literally. You know, it's not that you upset your other half and she's just asking you to get out of her life. It's just a song, yeah?
Yeah, well, yeah, to a certain extent. Couple of sentences and, you know, a couple of them lyrics was stuff I first hand.
Right.
But okay. Generally, you know.
Okay, okay. Well, it's often the case you're getting inspiration from what happens to you directly, you know?
Yeah, definitely, man.
Okay, well, it's been great talking to you, Ziggy. Thank you for sparing the time to join us here at Reggae Space. Would you have anybody that you want to particularly big up before you go?
Let me big up definitely Marias from Root Down Records. He linked me about, you know, getting in touch with y'all about this thing.
Oh, cool.
So big up to Marias and Root Down Records in Germany. Big up to all the listeners. Big up to all the people in the shout box here on the side. I see a lot of pictures and all kind of stuff getting posted with me in it. So big up all the item who to tune in and checking out my vibe, you know. Yeah. Respect.
Yeah, respect goes out to you and much success in the future. Actually, I don't really need to wish you luck because I know it's something that seems to be destined, you know?
Sure. Thank you, man. Thank you.
And you must feel quite confident about the future.
Yeah, I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling good. I'm actually in a more inspired and motivated mood than ever before musically, so I can't complain about that.
And for you to drop 2 LPs in 1 year, that must mean that, you know, you're quite prolific, and if you only take a day per track, you can do all 300 tunes in a year.
Yeah. Well, look, this is going to be an EP, not an LP, so it'll be a little smaller, but still, I'm really excited about that idea indeed, for real, because I'm not one that usually put out that much music in such a short time span, you know, yes. So I think this is something the people will love.
And do you have any wishes to work with anybody in particular, or are you again going it alone?
Well, I have one veteran artist, you know, from a couple generations before me, who I probably will have on the EP for sure, but it's too soon for me to let that out, you know.
Okay, well, I look forward to that. Anytime it drops, you remember us here at Reggae Space.
Well, definitely, man. I got y'all.
Bless up yourself, King. Good luck to you in the future.
All right, brother. Thank you.